Maybe our definition of holy and whole have to change. The early morning is holy. Holy is the warmth of the grocer, our grandchild, or a bowl of homegrown tomatoes from the neighbor who once reported you on next door. I'm whole-ish, older, slower, with a few dings. Holy are the candles of the menorah, our carolers, our community bonfire. These days are about the coming of the light, warmth, illumination, life anew, the triumph of light over darkness as in the Persian tradition of Yalda, gathering with loved ones by candlelight and firelight, reading poetry and telling stories, and the inevitable sacrament of eating special foods to celebrate the longest night of the year. It's called the night of rebirth. We are there now. It's beautiful and hard, as life so often is. Suffering is part of the beauty of the human drama. Finding what is sacred amid the loss might look like a wild spiritual awakening. It might be a secular return to the rituals your people have been performing for millennia. Our peeps always did it. Let's do it too. Our new DIY rites your loved ones create. All these offer connection with the larger tour world, with the ancient, with the timelessness, and the luminous now. Rituals fill our souls and tummies. They distract, refocus, enliven.